Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Be here to give you as much gardening information as possible. Some great timely information. Sit back, grab that pen, pencil, whatever it is, grab some coffee. And we're going to be in for a big treat today. Try to really just do as much as we can in regards to information on what we could be doing, what else we can be thinking about this time of year. Now, it is, it's the middle of November, and, a lot of things have already been done out in the yard. And we've done a lot of those cleanups, but I'm sure more cleanups can be done at this time. You know, those leaves, they just keep dropping. I'm sure we'll be waiting till, who knows when, to be finishing up all of those leaf cleanups. I remember, it's almost 10 years at this point, but it was in January that I was out there at the end of the month doing leaf cleanup. So leaf cleanup barely ever stops. I feel like our maple trees are one of the last to drop their leaves. So we have plenty to do late into the season as time permits. So we'll be doing some cleanups and including, yes, even some cleanup on some of the trees now, right? Our trees starting to lose their leaves, or they've lost most of them. We're actually going to be able to see some of those cross branches a little more. We're going to be able to see some of that dead and damaged. So we'll talk about that as time goes on today. We'll talk about the leaves, leaving them, as always. We'll talk about some indoor stuff. We'll talk about the holidays. The Thanksgiving holiday is right around the corner, coming right up. So we will discuss that as well. For those, obviously we're just getting started, but this is a taped broadcast. So no phone calls, just tons of information for you guys. And we're going to be doing that for a few weeks here. I have to take care of some personal stuff, make sure that, we're ready to go come 2024, get some things done. So, got to do some of that preventative maintenance that I always talk about on our machines that we want to take care of. Well, I'm looking to do some of those things with myself. Anyways, enough about me. Let's start talking gardening a little bit more. So, November 15th, November 15th sometimes is the cutoff in some cities and towns in Massachusetts when it comes to applying your fertilizers in the lawn. So that has just, gone by. But you might still have some time in the others, as long as the ground's frozen, and it shouldn't be at this point. I want you to think about, have you done that fifth application? Has that fifth application been done? I've probably talked about it week after week after week, and you're saying, all right, we've heard enough. But the fact of the matter is we're right on the end there, right until the ground freezes. And I bring up that November 15th date because, you know, I know a lot of different towns have different time frames. They don't always have a date. They'll say when the ground freezes or as long as the ground is frozen, don't put any fertilizer down. I know a couple towns on the Cape will actually put some dates down. So, you know, it just went by, but if you haven't done it and your town doesn't have an ordinance on it, really take a look and make sure you get that fifth application done, because what is it going to do? It's going to make your spring lawn green up so much quicker. You're going to be ahead of the game, right? Your neighbors who don't put that fifth application down, the ones that are, you know, meticulous about their lawn, you show them this year. You show them in the spring, you're going to have a greener lawn than them. And that's by putting that fifth application. It's going to have that nitrogen still in it. If you notice on the bag, they still have close to 20 on the nitrogen levels. They're going to have some potassium as well on there, just for all around good carbohydrates, etc. But just remember, this is going to green up your lawn for next spring. You are going to thank me in the spring if you do this now. Now, another thing we can be doing, because the ground shouldn't be frozen, this is the time that you should think about getting a soil test done. Yeah, I haven't talked about it in a bit, but soil tests at this point, right, are going to be just as good as if you did it in the spring. Except for the fact that in the spring, everybody who is trying to fix their lawn or garden or anything is sending in their soil tests. Right now, a lot of people in the Northeast are putting everything to bed and done with it, right? There are other areas, obviously, around the country that their lawns are still growing and they're doing it. But in New England, I think we do a lot with our lawns and we try to compete with the other neighbors. We like to see what we can do. And so we're really busy in the spring, and sending in a soil test in the spring, you're going to wait some time, right? It's not going to take 1 to 2 weeks when you send it in. It could take 3, maybe 4 weeks. And a month is a lot of time in the spring to not have that information. So now, like I said, we want to perform that soil test. How are we going to do it? Well, we're going to figure out the area that you want to do. You know, is it a garden, like a vegetable garden? Is it a perennial bed? Is it a lawn? You know, make the decision of what you want to do. And I want to remind you one thing on this. It's not always for when something is going wrong in the lawn, right? Our buddy Daryl up in Vermont used to call me all the time and say, soil tests should not just be done when there's an issue. We should do it when something looks great as well, so we can celebrate those successes instead of looking at what we did wrong. Now, I haven't heard from him in a few years. Wish I could talk to him again. Great guy up there, but that was ideal situational talking. That was like perfect. That was put everything into perspective when it comes to the garden, right? You know, I do this show because of the fact that we want to make sure that if you have a problem, we can solve it. But something like this, let's celebrate those successes too. So anyways, let's back to the soil test, right? So the soil test, we're going to find that area. So we're just going to use like a garden for an example, okay? So say your garden is a 20 by 20 square. So what I like to do is the four corners. Now, we're not talking the exact corner. We're talking like maybe a foot or foot and a half in from the corners, all four of them. Going down the depth of a round point shovel, right? The long-handled round point shovel. So we're talking like 8-10 inches down. We want the soil from there. So like 10 inches down, that's the soil we're going to take. we're looking for about a pound of soil, which should probably fill like a Ziploc bag completely, right? You know, one of the like sandwich Ziploc bags, not the big ones. So we want to fill that, but we're going to need to get all of these samples mixed. So what I suggest doing is getting like a 5-gallon bucket or a old pot, something along those lines, making sure it's nice and cleaned out so it's not contaminated, just nice and clean. Then going into that garden, getting those four corners, getting, you know, a good shovel full from the bottom, dumping it in to this bucket from all four corners. Then go in the middle and do the same exact thing. And then you're going to do a little mixing of that. So basically we're getting a sample of all the whole garden mixed together. And then what you're going to do, because it's most likely saturated or it's a little heavier, I want you to take that bucket, leave it in a sunny area for 24 hours. Right? Make sure it's in a nice area. Then you're going to put it in that bag and get the sample together. That is the perfect way to get a sample. We'll discuss that in a little bit more as time permits. So we are going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll finish up that soil information and we will go from there. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have been talking about soil tests. I know I used to talk about them a lot more than I do, but perfect time of the year to be doing this soil test, right? So I left off right at the end of that we mix it. We leave it outside for 24 hours in the sun because there's most likely some moisture in it. And the reason why we leave it out there is we want it to dry a little bit, right? We don't want it to be completely, you know, saturated when we send it, right? Because we're looking for a pound of the dry material. We want, when it gets sent out, for it to be dry enough where they actually kind of mix it a little bit with water to see what's going on, get all these elements out there. Right, so that is something we want to try and dry it out. I'm not talking let it sit out for 3 weeks and, you know, spread it out on the driveway, etc. I'm talking just, you know, give it 24, maybe even 48 hours before. Now, one thing you can do prior to all of this, if you don't want to send it away to, like, your local extension, right? UMass Extension does a great job. UNH, UVM, all those places do great samples. You could also do send a sample to a natural alternative, right? If you actually get the soil sample taken care of, if you go onto their website, you click on start with the soil test, you actually, they'll send you a sample bag to fill with some information on what to do. Then you're going to send that away, send that back to natural alternative. And it will get that soil sample looked at, right? Then it'll be like a 3-page informative just document with tons of information. It's going to show you what your nitrogen is, your potassium, your phosphorus. It'll show you some of the smaller elements. It'll show you, you know, a ton of different details. It'll then tell you what else you need to do, right? But the great thing with natural alternative compared to going to an extension would be natural alternative will actually follow up with you.
They will actually write out everything that you need to do, like how much lime you need to do, soil conditioner, this, how much nitrogen, how much phosphorus, how much potassium. They'll ask questions on it, and they actually want to have a conversation over the phone with you. And they're not saying, buy this, buy this, buy this. It's, this is what you need to do. We're here to help you. Let us know what we can do. Where if you go to some of the extensions, they'll write something up. But trying to get a hold of somebody is a little bit harder to do, right? It's not that easy. It's not as simple as just calling a number and getting somebody, unless you know somebody, right? So that's why I like to go with Natural Alternatives. They write something up for you. They'll help you with a plan and make sure that you understand it. Because I'll tell you, when they start putting, little numbers on there and then it says PPM right after, and then it's saying high, low, all over the place, you kind of look at it and say, what I get myself into, right? The PPM, parts per million, what does that even mean, right? So these are all things that when you get back from an extension, they will give you what you need to do, but they're not going to give you all the details. So that's why I highly recommend working with Natural Alternative on it and getting it taken care of. They'll tell you, is it a soil conditioner you need, or is it perfect, right? Is that pH level the way it needs to be for the lawn, the garden, whatever it is, right? And all those things are important to make sure you tell the company, right? So if you're working with Natural Alternatives, you make sure you label it that it says vegetable garden, or label it says lawn or perennial bed, right? So that they can kind of understand what you're trying to do. Because we know that in certain vegetable gardens, we want it one way. Whereas the lawn, we want it in between one way, this other way, right? So there's many things to do. So it's definitely something to look at. And, I definitely recommend doing it now, this time of year. This is the best time of year to do it. You'll get it back, so then when spring hits, as soon as it hits, you can get your stuff and walk outside and do what you need to do to fix it, or to keep it the same. As you find out before, you can purchase this stuff ahead of time and be ready. So we're going to take a break here and get back. We'll talk about some other things you can be doing out in the garden this time of year. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back in a few.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA News Update. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, going deeper into Gaza, taking out Hamas terrorists, as still no deal reached to free the hostages. USA's Skip Kelly with more.
Patients and staff are evacuating Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa, with a few remaining doctors attending to those too vulnerable to leave, as the Israeli military reportedly ordered staff to evacuate, a claim disputed by Israel. Accusations by Israel allege that Hamas uses Al-Shifa for military purposes.
Thanksgiving week here in the United States could be tough for travel, as rain, snow, and fog expected in some states, rain out in the northwest, then a storm system in the south will head toward the northeast. The good news, though, dry weather conditions across most of the country on Thursday. USA's John Schaefer has more.
AAA projecting that over 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're not taking any calls today. I am out for a bit, taking care of some personal stuff. But we are going to be giving you some information that you should be doing this time of year. So, definitely sit back, grab a pen, and enjoy the ride here, because we're going to give you tons of information, going forward as the show permits. So we talked a little bit about lawn and cleanups and, soil tests and, that type of thing. One of the things I want to make sure we, start looking at is some of our trees and shrubs, right? This is the time where we can actually do some maintenance. And, the maintenance that I'm talking about is some of the cross branching, some of the dead and damaged. Some of the, some of your paniculata hydrangeas, right? They're finishing up. They're they've gone by, but the flower buds are still on there. We can do a little bit of cleanup on those, right? So there's a number of things we can do still in the yard. Like I said earlier, the leaves are falling, and you're seeing how the branching in a tree actually is a little bit better, right? So let's take, for example, an apple tree. Let's take a look at some of those branches, or let's take a look at a maple tree, right? So a maple tree. Let's look at those branches and say, this one's going crossway this way, this one's too far out. How am I going to do this? If you talk to some of the tree guys who are in trees, they actually would rather prune
do some preventative, pruning on trees when the leaves have fallen off. I mean, they don't like the fact that it's colder, but when the leaves are off, they can see where they're going in it. So you're going to see where branches are rubbing a little bit easier. You're going to see, you know, some of that dead and damage that might be on the inside of a tree, but it's been covered in leaves all season. So you want to take a look at that, right? Doing some of those things now. You can also take a look at some of that sucker growth, right? Getting rid of some of the sucker growth. Because the sucker growth is just taking water away from it all year round. You can take a look at some of the shrubs that you have, you know, the deciduous shrubs, but the evergreen shrubs as well. The evergreen shrubs, some of them, you know, maybe you want to thin out here and there. And I'm not talking like shaping them like a hedge. I'm just talking about certain branches that you know could go. We could do some of that at this point. You know, just also realize on some of those, you know, flowering evergreens, like your rhododendron, your azaleas, you're probably cutting next year's blossoms out. But if you're okay with that, that's good too. You know, some of your hydrangeas, right? Some of the paniculata type hydrangeas probably still have flowers on them and have dried. Might be a perfect time to cut those back and dry them out a little bit more inside. Use them for decorations. They'll last a little bit longer, right? And we can talk about that in a bit too. Now, one other thing that we could start thinking while the ground is still, you know, not frozen, still, diggable, right, is if you plan on buying a live Christmas tree this year, right, one with a root ball or it's in a container, something like that, now would be the good time to figure out exactly where it's going to go and dig the hole, right? Dig that hole now while the ground is soft, so it's ready to go, because who knows, after December 25th, if the ground's going to be frozen or not. So if you do a live Christmas tree, one with a pot or a root ball, whatever, get that hole dug now. Now, obviously, you're going to need to do something to cover it up, make sure it's marked, all those things. But get it ready now. Get the planting mix, right? The compost, all those things. Get it ready. Mix up the soil. So all you got to do once you've taken it out of the house is just put it right into that hole. You know, we can't really put those live Christmas trees in the house, in a warm house, for that long at the end of the year, right? Usually 3 to 5, maybe 7 days. So you just got to keep that in mind when you're looking at having a live Christmas tree, right? But get that hole dug now. Get it ready. Now, what else could we be doing? You know, we've brought in a lot of our house plants already, right? So a lot of our house plants are indoors, ready to, you know, enjoy their winter hibernation time. Well, maybe it's looking at checking on them, doing that monthly check-in on those plants, right? Make sure that the drafts haven't hit parts of it. Make sure that, you know, maybe it's in a window. You didn't realize there was a draft there. Maybe it's taping up that window a little bit, right? Maybe it's, you know, making sure there's humidity. Making sure that, you know, the humidity table that you've made with that saucer and some rocks and some water is filled. Maybe it's just spritzing the plants around. But it's a good time to do it once a month, right? You know, if you're getting the house ready for Thanksgiving, you want to make sure the plants look good and all that stuff. Have it ready, cleaned up. This would be a good weekend to do it, right? So definitely something to do. Now, Another thing that's coming up here, and, you know, it's give or take around the time, but we used to be able to say it because the temperatures around Thanksgiving would freeze and be done, right? But around Thanksgiving, my father always used to say, now's the time to get that salt marsh hay and put it around your shrubs, your perennials, all the things that you're looking to protect. Because at this point, once the ground's frozen, a lot of those rodents, those smaller animals that are looking to use that as a bedding area, and then while they're there, they might as well chew on the plants that it's surrounding. And when the ground's frozen, they've already found a home, hopefully. Now, give or take, it could be frozen, it could be not, depending upon where you are in New England. The more south you go, the less likely it's going to be frozen. The more north you go, you know, Mount Washington, it's going to be frozen. But you get the idea. And it's usually around Thanksgiving. The day after Thanksgiving, my father always used to say, I just remembered, I can see him doing it and talking about it, was getting that salt marsh hay out and bringing it around the roses, bringing it around some of the perennials, bringing it around in whatever he could. Now, this would be the same time to be getting those leaves that we've stored up and put those in the garden beds as well, right? Now, I've talked about the leaves forever here. But this is the time we want to look to put those in. Get them in there. You know, I mentioned a few weeks back, if you're not, you know, you don't want to put the leaves around the bed of flowers right now, you know, or right then, right? Because the ground isn't frozen, we don't want it to just completely filled. So blow all the leaves into one area, knowing that you're going to then take them and put them around your shrubs and trees. So now's the time to do that. Now's the time to grab them and put them in. So now's the time to put your money where your mouth is, like I, you know, mentioned about putting those leaves there. Get them in there. Get them ready to go. And then leave those leaves and say, I'll clean you up in May. Maybe. Maybe. Anyways, what else can we do? Well, you know, if you haven't planted some of those spring flowering bulbs, get out there and do it while the ground's thawed. Finish them up, put them out there. Get those bulbs out there for next year so they can have their cold stratification period. They can have their winter dormancy. Make sure that when you plant them, always the pointy side up, right? That's an easy one to think about. But also, using a product like Bulb Tone. Or some will use bone meal, but some don't agree with using bone meal. But Bulb Tone has a little bit of bone meal in it, but not as much as straight bone meal, obviously. But Bulb Tone can be placed into the planting hole that you are using, that you're planting that bulb in. The Bulb Tone can go right into that same one. You could also do it in such ways where you're doing a planting bed or a line, right? But a lot of the bulbs, we don't like to just put in lines. We want to kind of scatter around. But just think about this, right? So here's the amounts that we're going to need to use on a new planting of bulbs. So if you're doing an individual bulb, you want to apply about a teaspoon and a half. And they describe it on their website as a heaping teaspoon or heaping teaspoons into the planting hole and then cover with soil. Right? So 1.5 teaspoons that are heaping. Now, if you're doing a row about 25 feet long, you're going to use 1.5 pounds or 4.5 cups. If you're going to do a big planting bed, the 60 square feet, so like 6 by 10, we could do, 12 by 5, right? One of those, just like a nice square. You're going to use 4 pounds in that entire area and mix it into the soil. Now, they come in a 4-pound bag or an 18-pound bag, right? So a 4-pound bag would do a 60-square-foot area. Now, if you're doing established plants, bulbs that are already there, right? Bulbs that you've had, because bulbs aren't just a one and done. They will come back for a few years and slowly kind of die out a little bit. But you can actually do 4 pounds in a 60-square-foot area right over the top. Make sure they don't hit the foliage or anything if you're doing it in the spring. But, you know, at this point, it should be just soil. Just put it right over the top. You can then, if it's individual plants, do the same amount. 1.5 heaping teaspoons about 2 to 3 inches away from the plant. So, I mean, we're using a good amount for this. So for your spring bulbs that you're doing, highly recommend using bulb tone from a Spoma. Spoma knows what they're talking about. Read the package, follow it to a T, because, like I said, they're the experts. They know what they're talking about. They've done the research, so they know exactly to a teaspoon of what you need to put in there. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll do some more, you know, a little bit of information what we could be doing in the garden this time of year. So stay tuned for that. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvance Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Giving you tons of information that you should be doing this time of year. Now, some of you might have already done a few of these things. You know, the more north you go, you're going to have to start these things earlier. But, you know, we go to the Cape, the islands, Connecticut, Rhode Island, where it's a little bit warmer a little bit later. You could be finishing up some of these things that we've been discussing, right? Now, one thing that we could be doing to just do some general cleanup is clean up those beds or the borders around the beds. Get rid of any of the dead foliage. Clean up any of the weeds that might have already died, but just clean them up. Get rid of them. Throw them in the compost pile. Get that compost pile going. It's the perfect time of year to just all the leaves, all that organic matter into a pile and just get it going for next year. It'll be awesome, right? You know, one of the things I, you know, think we should also be doing, right, is making sure that all that material that is good stays in the compost pile, but any of that that had issues for the season, make sure we don't put in the compost pile. So this is one of the things I really think we should be thinking about right now, is as we're adding things to the compost, if it had diseases, if it had something else, I mean, obviously composting involves heat. A lot of it will cook off. But why would you want to put something that had a fungus or a disease or an insect into the compost pile? Let's do some of the good stuff in there and keep it going. So also take a look at the compost accelerator from Espoma. They have a great one that you can mix in if you're just starting up that compost pile. And like I said, perfect time of year to be doing it because we have all this free organic matter that is littering our yards in the forms of leaves. If we're not going to leave them in the beds, let's use them for something else. You know, you don't necessarily have to, you know, send them away to a landfill or send them away to, you know, some of the towns. Some of the towns will actually take the leaves that we send and compost them, so that's great. But we don't necessarily have to send it out. We can make our own, right? So that's why I want you to make sure it's nice and clean. So some other things we can be doing if, you know, you've been using the hose because the ground's not frozen. Going to have to at some point say, you know what? I'm done. We're done watering for the time being. You probably already have at this point, but you get the idea. If you haven't, let's get the garden hose out. You know, get it, stretch it all the way out so that one side might be a little bit lower than the other. Drain as much of that water out of that hose as possible. Then, you know, coil it up, tie it on a couple sides so it's easy to move, and then store it for the winter, right? We don't want to leave it outside on the faucet because one of two things is going to happen. It's going to freeze and burst, or freeze and then get stuck on there, and then you're going to have somebody come out and fix it. So that's something to be thinking about. Now, if you're putting the mower away for the season, because you might leave it out, right, to mulch up some of those leaves, or you know maybe your mower has an attachment that will just pull the leaves, because I've seen those on some of the sit-down mowers, right? They'll pull all the leaves. It's perfect. But once you're done, we want to make sure that, you know, you have used all the gas. You've used all of it. It's gone. It's empty for the season. You could also, if you're putting that mower away, grab some of the Mouse Magic from Bonide. You get those nice little packets, smell like mint. Get those and put them all around your mower. Especially if it's a sit-down mower, put it around the seat, because you've probably heard me talk this story a million times, but for a number of years, every year, the seat in my father's tractor, the sit-down mower, would always get eaten by mice, and they have that little sensor that when you're sitting on it, it knows that you're on it versus off of it, but if they eat the sensor, it never knows that you're on it. He started using that Mouse Magic, and boom, they stopped eating the seat. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back with tons of information for you, what you should be doing in the garden. So we will be back in a few.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.